Wall Street's latest derivative. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You would think that there's no silver lining to being old and sick, but it turns out that there is, thanks to the latest Wall Street financial instrument, the death derivative. Now, it's not as morbid as it sounds. As the New York Times describes it, an investment bank finds an old sick person with a life insurance policy for, say, $1 million, and offers them, say, $400,000 cash up front to sign over their policy. The bank takes over the premium payments, and the old person gets the upfront cash to pay for medical bills or a final vacation or whatever. And the bank, when that person finally dies, gets the $1 million. Banks make a profit. Everybody wins. And what banks are talking about now is bundling these policies and turning them into bonds, the way they did with mortgages, so that any investor has an opportunity to invest, basically, in America's lifespan. You'd buy a bond backed by insurance on people with Alzheimer's or breast cancer or leukemia, and then you'd wait. The only downside of an investment like this is that if the insured people suddenly recover, you're on the hook for the premiums, and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Not that you're necessarily hoping anyone dies, it's just that until they do, you don't get paid. That's why these bonds would have to be carefully balanced with the mix of fatal diseases. That way, the only thing that could go wrong would be if the government did something crazy, like pass a health care plan that extended everyone's lifespan. But relax, investors. The way things are going, I think that's probably the last thing we have to worry about. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.